Michael Jackson at Triple M. Jane Day for Brekkie, quarter to six. Oh, I remember when they previewed and released this video film clip.
Yeah.
It was a big special on a Saturday night back in the 90s.
Wow.
And my sister was a huge fan of Michael Jackson.
So were a lot of ladies.
That has certainly changed. we're sitting at 20 degrees right now. Pindy. It is Wednesday morning. Coming up after 6 a.m. this morning, our secret sound back on the air. What is that sound? $930 this morning.
Last Friday night, we all went out to dinner in Airlie Beach. Fantastic restaurant. The food was great. Company exceptional. And the conversation, it actually turned to reminiscing about ourselves as kids compared to what kids are doing these days. Like, there's a lot of stuff they wouldn't recognize, like going and lining up for concert tickets.
Correct.
Someone actually said, back in my day, and I thought, this is a great little segment.
Yeah, back in my day.
Oh, God. Okay. You just date yourself. Anytime somebody says, back in my day, you're waiting for the story about trapsing 50 kilometres with a 50-cent piece in the snow just to buy a bag of lollies, a loaf of bread, some milk and drinks, and come home and still have change.
Well, those were the days, weren't they, really? So let's reminisce about those days. Back in our day, our pay packet actually came in a packet. Do you remember it was like a mustard packet.
Yeah, it was orange.
Orange, that's it.
Orangey colour. It was a small envelope, had the flip at the top.
Yeah.
And you get everything in there.
And it even actually lets you know how much you got paid written on the packet itself.
And you wouldn't show anybody else because you're embarrassed.
Yes.
What about the seats, though? The seat belt was the tonneau cover pulled up to our necks if you're in the back of the ute. Remember that?
Oh, those were the days.
You can't do that anymore. You get in so much trouble if you do that.
Yeah, look, you can't... It's all gone to a nanny state these days, hasn't it?
Mm.
I mean, do you remember those days?
Yeah.
Going back in Dad's ute.
Yes,
it was fantastic. Yeah. We also had a board game. I don't know if you actually remember this, called Oh Nuts.
No.
It was all about the nuts, where you'd need to find three marbles of the same colour inside plastic nuts. You'd spin the colour wheel, and you had to match the marble inside a various nut.
Sounds like the most boringest game I've ever heard in my life.
It was actually quite fun.
TikTok was not a social media platform. It was a biscuit. Do you remember that?
Oh, do they still have those?
The TikTok, I think they've got the icing on top, like the pink icing, I think it is.
Yeah.
And it was really hard.
That's right, yeah.
And the biscuit was a clock.
Yes.
God, those were the days. They were good biscuits.
Bring them back.
TikTok. Do they still have those? 133353.
Do you remember playlists? Like, there was no such thing as Spotify.
No.
We actually recorded ours from the radio.
And you tried to cut the announcer out?
All the time. Yes. And you never could.
And, yeah, exactly right. So announcers like me who talk over the end of the song, you'd be pissed off big time. Absolutely pissed off. For birthday, though, Nana would always act like a drug dealer when she slipped in a $5 note in your hand at your birthday party, remember?
Oh, those, yes.
She'd be like, don't tell your mother, but yes. Here's $5.
Oh, man. And that was a lot to her, too. I mean, $5 back in the 80s was a fair bit.
I could walk to the shop and buy the whole grocery store for $5 and still have change.
The cobbers back then were like 2 cents each.
1 cent.
Once, oh, that's right. Well, you're going back a fair bit now.
This is in the 80s. I remember going to Scarborough on the foreshore, just Redcliffe there in Brisbane. And, yeah, the corner shop had bullets and they had all those sort of lollies for a cent. One cent each.
A dollar hot chips would actually feed the family.
Back in my day.
Back in my day.
We should bring this back. At some stage.
I never want to do this segment again because it makes you remember how too old you are. 12 and 6, Jay and Dave.
Jay and Dave are loud and proud about the place they...